In fact, I think about Howard Pittman. When we went and talked to Howard Pittman here a while back, that's a Baptist preacher that died in 79 and now is still alive and well. He was dead for a day. And now then God brought him back from the dead. But he took him on a trip of the spirit world, and he showed him these demons and how they're running around, all the different armaments and things they're wearing and the way they look. And some of them are awesome-looking beings, and some of them are wicked-looking beings. And he saw everything imaginable. And one of the things he told us, he said, while he was in that hospital where his body was laying dead, and he was walking through the place with a couple of angels, he said, I walked through a wall and walked into a room with a man and a woman there talking. And obviously one of them had just told a joke because they were laughing. And he said, as I walked in, I'm looking at this man, looking at this woman, and all of a sudden they're laughing, and I'm seeing this green frog looking ugly looking thing coming up out of the floor. And he said, I looked at that thing and it's getting bigger. He said, I asked the angel. I said, angel, what is that? He said, that's a demon of lust. He said, why is it growing? He said, because the man is looking at the woman and the demon's putting thoughts in his mind about a sexual relationship with her, and he's entertaining the thoughts. So as he's entertaining the thoughts, he's giving the demon power to grow. So this thing's growing. So he's looking at her, they're laughing, and as he's looking at her, and he's thinking, and the demon's putting the thoughts, his thought pattern is growing and increasing about how he'd like to go to bed with this woman. And the demon's getting bigger, and it's bigger. And then all of a sudden it begins to approach his face, and it's almost to him, and all of a sudden, whew, it disappears, and it's gone. He said, where did it go? He said, the man continued to give place to the thoughts until the demon became big enough to possess him. It entered him. Now then that demon of lust is living inside of his body. He said, now then every time he sees a woman, that demon will be readily available to control him, to make him have thoughts about going to bed. And if he continues to give place to that, more of those demons will enter him. And finally, he'll get to the point that where he won't be able to control himself. When he looks at a woman, if he can get her in the right place, he'll rape her. Isn't that amazing? Now, do you think it's very, very important that when you look at a woman, you don't look at her nowhere except in her eyes? You think that's important? It's very difficult to give place to a demon if you're looking at a woman in her eyes. But if you're looking at her all other places, especially some of these women, you know, I had the most awesome experience at the airport the other day. I was sitting there going somewhere by myself, and a young woman, couldn't have been early 20s, she was carrying a pillow and wearing a skirt that where I was sitting in the chair when she walked by was so short, I could see the base of her panties underneath. That's how short her dress was. I just looked up and I thought, wow, can't imagine a woman wearing anything that short. I said, what's she going to do when she sits down? And so she sat down almost directly in front of me. And when she sat down, she laid the pillow on herself like this. And I looked over at her and I said, young lady, I have something to say to you. I said, if you'd wear a dress, you wouldn't have to carry that pillow because I said, your bottom's showing. I said, you know, the day you get raped somewhere, don't you blame the man that does it. I said, any woman that will advertise herself like you're doing deserves to be raped. I said, go home and put some clothes on, woman. She got up and walked off. I didn't expect her to stay there. I'm not a normal preacher. I'm a bold preacher. If more of us need to tell people, when you come in like that, as a woman, don't advertise your body. Cover it up. You see where I'm coming from? You don't have any idea what you're doing. You're giving place to the devil for a man that's not solid. You're giving place to the devil for the devil to put your eyes on them and begin to meditate on them. And you're giving place to the devil for a devil to possess a human being. The average young man, I mean, have no knowledge of these things. So when you see a girl walk in that hadn't got any clothes on, what do? They look at all the wrong places. And then they wonder why that man becomes like he does. And it's because of the demonic world. And somewhere down the line later, maybe nobody would ever dream that that man that, and who knows how many young men saw that woman that day and lusted for her. Well, she was a very beautiful woman, but she almost didn't have no clothes on. You know, almost no clothes. Now, who knows how many demons was given place through what she was wearing that day to enter who knows how many people. And then later, those demons will torment those people, and maybe people will die, and people will be sick and afflicted because of what that woman was wearing that day. Because of the demons of hell that's out here that's being given power to grow, to possess people. How many men have I dealt with in my life that had the problem of lust? I deal with them all the time. All the time. You don't have to have a demon of lust. You have power over this beast. You don't have to yield to him. You can control what you look at. You know? Cheryl told me whenever we got married, you know, we got a cell phone going off somewhere. If you have a cell phone, please turn it off. Yeah, no problem. But anyway, the thing about it is, in my life as a man of God, I had learned to control myself. After Betty died, my wife, I just made a decision. No more women. I ain't looking. I ain't going. If I never have sex and never get married again, that's okay with me. I can live without it. And I could. I never fell one time. And I would have never failed. You know, if God hadn't brought me Cheryl, I would still be a chaste virgin from the time my wife died. I mean, I stayed there for those 3 years, and I would have stayed there if it had been another 30 years. Because I'm not going there. There's only one way to control these things. And the only way to control who you are is to be led by the Spirit instead of the flesh. Now, how can, just like this young man just said, only one way to be led by the Spirit? And that's if you feed this book into your heart day in and day out. Then you're led by the Spirit. You know, you're led by the Spirit. In fact, I'm going to be willing to tell you today, being led by the Spirit. And in fact, there was one woman made this statement to my wife one time years ago. She told my wife in a ladies' Bible study, she said, you know, in fact, I'll never forget that day whenever we went to go home. It was after church, and this Betty and I had been married years and years and years and years. And, you know, so we get ready to go home, and when your wife scoots all the way across the car, right up under you, and looks you right in the eye and says, I sure do love you. You know something just happened. You don't know what, but you know something just happened to touch her heart. Because the average wife doesn't do that when you've been married 20 or 30 years. You know, that's just the way of life. We get to where we kind of take each other for granted. And so I said, okay, what's this all about? She said, well, you know Mrs. So-and-so? I said, yes. She said, you know, she's probably the most beautiful woman in the church, isn't she? I said, well, yeah, I guess if I was rating her, she would be one of the top beautiful women in the church. I said, so, but what does this got to do with this? She said, we were in a Bible study class today. We were talking about sexual things, women's class. And she said, this woman looked over at me and says, Betty, I have something to say about your husband. She said, almost every man in this church, when I look at them, they're undressing me from the neck down. But she said, I have never, ever looked at your husband, ever, when he wasn't looking at me right in the eye. I have never seen your husband look at me nowhere except right in my eye. She said, in fact, I believe if I was in a room undressed and Thurman accidentally walked in and there I stood totally nude, he would not look at me. He would take his coat off, back up and give it to me if he couldn't get out. But he would not look at me. She said, your husband is the only man I know in this church that's like that. And Betty looked at me and she said, I sure do love you. Now see, that's the way every man, and of course when God brought Cheryl to me, I had made a decision that God never brings me a wife, I'm never going to go there. I'm never going to think the wrong kind of thoughts about a woman. I'm never going to look at a woman nowhere except in her eyes. That's the windows of the soul. And that's the way we need to look at one another. As Christians, that's the only way we need to look at one another. You know? And if we do, then you don't give no place to the devil, do you? You're in total control. And therefore, you won't ever need to be healed or delivered from this demon of lust. But if you start looking at women, all down all of their parts, and like a lot of men do, you're opening the door to these demons. And when you do, these beasts will come to you, and the more you meditate on those things, the more those demons will begin to grow, and then they will manifest in your life. And sooner or later, somehow they'll either kill you or make you sick. You'll wind up in a hospital or something. But they're here to test us. This is something else you need to learn about how to walk in divine health. Everything that happens to you every day is a test. And God is the one that's orchestrating the test. He's testing you. You know, you go back to the Scripture and you read in the Scripture, whenever God brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, and he brought them into the promised land, what was the very first test he gave them after he brought them out and showed them all these miracles? When he brought them up to the promised land, he says, now go in and possess it, and I will go with you.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.